The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Welcome to this week of exploring the topic of kusala, the topic on what's wholesome and what's skillful. And an important characteristic of this idea is that it has a dual nature at times. And that is, has a lot to do with the impact or the experience, what it's like for us to be doing something. Is it wholesome for us? Is it healthy for us? But sometimes it means, is it healthy and wholesome and useful for others? And what's remarkable about this is there's a times when doing well in the world, doing good for others, is both doing good for others and doing good for ourselves. Doing something which is wholesome in the relationship to other people brings a healthy feeling, qualities, characteristics in ourselves, and at the same time benefits others in various ways. When they need compassion, we're meeting with compassion. When their communities are divided, we're talking in ways that unify. When people are experiencing a lot of animosity, we're bringing kindness and goodwill. So the idea that this wonderful kind of inside outside way this works, and maybe it's always this way, but if we're sitting and meditating, we're not so much aware of how the state that we're cultivating and developing in mindfulness meditation is not only good for ourselves, but also it's good for others. But to know, keep this in mind, to see the dual nature of it, to appreciate more deeply that we may do this practice of mindfulness, we're not only doing it for our own benefit, but we're also doing it for the benefit of others. It's connecting us to what is wholesome. And with that connection, of course, we'll do well for others. So maybe this dual nature of a wholesome way of being, skillful way of being, is inspiring to be more interested in just staying present here. Dive into your direct experience here and now, because it's diving in, plunging in, really giving yourself over to the place where sensations and awareness meet, really being deep in your body. This is where we start discovering this dual nature of how we are that benefits both self and others. So to assume a meditation posture, in a posture that maybe not exactly like this, but if you're sitting with someone at their bedside when they're quite sick and they're looking upon you with hope and need and pain, you might be a little bit careful about your posture. You might want to have a posture that's not assertive, but also not held back, that you're clearly there with them. It's a posture that both supports your attention and brings attention to them that benefits them. So to be careful with your posture when you sit down to meditate. And gently closing your eyes. And without much else, check in with yourself. How are you? And can you be aware of how you are right now in a way that's wholesome, in a way that's supportive, in a way that is a kind of medicine for yourself. A caring attention. And how are you with your breathing? Without meditating with your breath yet, just how is your breathing? Is there any emotion or concerns or way that you've been that is evident in the way that you're breathing? And can you be aware of that? Kindly, compassionately. Caringly, not making anything a problem. Not making anything a project. Just know how it is. And might you settle into your body so that your body, your torso, your diaphragm, your belly, your lungs somehow receive, somehow hold, makes room for the experience of breathing. Breathing in, breathing out. And just like a wholesome state can be beneficial for oneself and others at the same time, is that dual nature available in breathing? We're being aware of breathing, feeling the sensations of breathing, is wholesome for yourself and beneficial for your breathing. Maybe an attitude that's reassuring for yourself and your breathing, to simply be here, present. In a deep, caring way to the present moment, inspired that giving yourself over to the present moment in a caring way is cultivating in you a healthy way of being with others. The benefits will come later in your interpersonal lives, and you don't have to think about it. Giving yourself over to the wholesome nature, wholesome way of attending, caring, accompanying your breathing. And after these minutes of meditating, can you sense within you a way in which being settled or calm or mindful is beneficial for yourself, is wholesome and healthy, and it would be a source for behaving in the world, conducting yourself in the world in a way that is wholesome for others, supportive for others, caring for others? Is there a way in which you can, something you can tap into at the end of a meditation that can be the source of being wholesome with yourself and wholesome with others? And in getting ready to end the sitting, to turn yourself inside out so you're gazing upon the world, gazing from the world from sensitivity, from deep within, gazing upon the world kindly, meeting the world with wholesome eyes. And letting that gaze be like a light that shines out upon the world, a light that's filled with care and goodwill, that expresses, may all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. Thank you.